Hey, what's up, guys? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike. So I want to talk to you guys real quickly about failure and VO2 max intervals. And we've touched on this before. It's super frustrating to fail a workout. I'm 100% with you there. I want to complete all of them. I've got an athlete who is new to VO2 max stuff, just had never really trained it. Super diesel. Wants to do road races, though, and wants to do crits. And you know, having never done this type of training, it's going to be super hard. I do believe in throwing someone in the deep end a little bit and giving him a couple real hard sessions just to show his mind like how hard you actually need to be going to be good at bike racing. He had made a comment of, you know, how hard some 105% intervals were. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be interesting when we really start banging it. And so gave him some 8x3 minute hard starts just to see how he'd do. First one did really well, fell apart after the other ones. He was starting a little bit too hard, a little bit too zone 6-y, let's say. Couldn't really hold it, but that's okay. It's like, hey, you're getting to see how hard this is going to be. And then gave him one that was the classic death trap, 5x5. Just want to see how it would go. And he was like, okay, so I did the first one. Why did I fall apart though? Like, am I just not strong enough? I feel sort of defeated when I start to feel on the edge. I need to get a win somewhere. I'm feeling discouraged. So this is when, you know, I really want people to understand these workouts are so hard. 5x5 is very, very difficult. It is classic brutal. It hits the time and zone that you want to get for a session. It took me I'd say probably a year and a half before I was finishing all five. I was in a similar boat, like first two pretty good. Third one, eh. Four and five, I was doing like high threshold. Part of it is being able to, you know, your VO2 max just might not be super strong to handle this. You might need to take more rest in between them. You know, 5x5, people take 5 minutes rest. If you need a little bit more rest towards the end so you can hit the wattages in the last reps, do that. One thing, if you haven't trained this, this is just getting you used to it. This is not failure. This is exposing yourself to, number one, hey, this is how hard real bike racers go, and I need to get myself on that level physically. So we've talked about VO2 max. Maybe it is actually the, you know, how your heart is pumping the blood to your muscles. Is it that, or is it the you haven't done enough endurance so that you don't have enough mitochondria to actually use the oxygenated blood that gets to your muscles? You know, there's a whole equation to that. But this part of the VO2 max equation is working that actual, you know, heart rate and stroke volume. I believe it's the left ventricle, so that it pumps enough blood to the muscles. So this not only exposes that you might not have the physical capabilities yet, but it also might be the mental side. He said, why does this get hard when I feel like I'm on the edge? You should be 2 minutes into this and like, okay, now it really starts. And I think every 5 minute interval, when I get to 2 minutes, I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna be able to go 3 more minutes. And it happens. Now I do other, I sometimes don't wanna add things that I use in here because people start to think this is a commercial. I use cordyceps mushrooms for this reason. I use AeroFit for this reason. Two massive benefits. I had another guy who just did 6x4 minute hard finishes. And he's like, God, dude, Lactigo, the last 2 minutes made possible by that thing. Yeah, it's science. There's less hydrogen ions that need to be buffered. That's what makes you fatigue and stop. So if 5x5 is super hard for you, start looking at other things that can help you improve. You know, if it helps you get through the session and you put yourself through that training stimulus, guess what? You're going to get that much stronger. So I told him, hey, let's see how next week's go. I'm actually going to give him some 115 to 125%, but they're only 3 minute and they have short recoveries in between them. Just see how he does that. And then I'm going to show him the hard finish. And doing those four workouts over 2 weeks, it's like, okay, even if you failed all four workouts. Number one, I'm going to tell you on the 5x5, he still got 10 minutes of quality VO2 max work. That might be a lot for his body, because even when he did the hard starts, even though he shortened them up, he got 12 minutes of solid work in, and actually like 8.5 of really good work, because he went super deep a little too early. Which makes me think maybe I should look into some minute and a halfers for some people, but I think that it gets a little unrealistic then. That's actually a good topic for another podcast. For this one, a minute and a half VO2 max intervals. I've always said, like, I'm not a big believer in it, because it gets a little bit too, like, Tabata-ish. I realize that's longer than a Tabata, but even though you're getting to VO2 max quicker because you're going harder and it might be good for the system, your maximal aerobic power, not the VO2 max physiological system, but your actual power output was shown to be higher as you're doing longer intervals. And I think that you could, if I'm going to work with somebody on hard surges over and over again, I'm going to have them do FRC stuff, like beyond 125%. So I think it's just like you're kind of in the middle there of really hard, like either do longer or do harder. VO2 max at a minute and 30 seconds is too much like microburst. It's like the long version of microburst, which in my VO2 max video comparison on YouTube talked about how my results were just much better from every single other type than microburst. And shout out to Craig Polston, Craig at evoke.bike. He just had a similar thing where he altered a workout last minute and did microburst, which is funny. He couldn't do the normal VO2 max workout, so he altered to microburst so that he could get time, and then was really ticked off that he got almost no time. 2 minutes at 85% VO2 max. So here's the deal. Set yourself up with some freaking hard-ass VO2 max intervals. Fail them and be like, okay, I suck at this. So this guy, we know he has no repeatability, and he also just doesn't have the strength yet and or the physiological VO2 system humming along to complete them. We got some work to do. That is a good thing, okay? Find your weaknesses, address them. Is it specific to what you are trying to accomplish? Yes. Now where do we go from here, right? We're going to do four of these. He's not going to do this the next block. That's where some people stumble. Okay, I'm bad at this. Now I'm going to go back and do this again. We're going to take the rest week. Maybe we'll do some lactate clearance stuff, because that's going to get him back in that zone, but very short bursts of it, then circle back to it. But I'm going to talk to him. Say, hey, where's your head at after we get next week? Can we go back and do some lactate clearance stuff? You hungry for that? And then let's circle back at that. So as the athlete, this is why I love having a coach. Because I want to talk to somebody about that. I know how to make training plans. I know how to get somebody super fit for their race day, but the mental hunger has got to be there. No doubt. You got to be hungry to go smash your face on the wall to get better. Stay hungry. Hit us up with questions. I hope you have a great day. Crush it.